Today's shir is Masechta Yevamos Daf Ayin Dalad. We will begin at Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Ashi. In a previous shir, the Gemara had posed a question. What is the halacha regarding an oral being allowed to eat Maisa Sheni? The Gemara had quoted a brisa that we had spent and will continue spending time analyzing this brisa. And the brisa said, the Braisa was contrasting the halacha of Maisa Sheni versus Truma and Bikurim. And the Braisa, and the Mishnah, had not quoted the halacha that oral is also a Truma and Bikurim and is Mutter and Maisa. So the Gemara wanted to say the fact that the Mishnah had not taught such halacha is clearly an indication that when it comes to an oral, the halacha of an oral is the same by Maisa Sheni, by Truma Bikurim, and he's usher in all of them. So the Gemara said that that Mishnah was not a conclusive proof. The Gemara said the reason why that Mishnah wasn't conclusive, because the Mishnah was an example of Tana V'Shayer, where the Mishnah had left out certain halachas. And the Mishnah, and the Gemara said, what was the halacha that was omitted? That at the end of the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah had said that by Bikurim, the halacha is that one may not burn them when they're Tamei, or eat them when he is Tamei, where the halacha is different by Truma. So it's a raya that this Mishnah should be understood as a ton of a shayer, a Mishnah that's not conclusive, not exhaustive with all the list. On Rav Ashi, so Rashi says, Mireisha nami shamit minod tan v'shayir. I could show you, says Rav Ashi, that even in the Reisha, there were things omitted. And once there were things omitted, we say tan v'shayir, the fact that something is not listed is not a proof one way or the other. Midalike tani, since the Mishnah says that the Truma Bikurim nehagin b'shar shnei shvua. Every year, there's an obligation to take Truma off. Every year there's an obligation to bring Bikurim. Whereas the halacha of Maisa Sheni is in the third year, in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, there's Maisa Oni, but there is no Maisa Sheni. Another halacha is Ve'en Lahem Pidyon. The Truma produce, the Bikurim produce, cannot be redeemed. Masha En Kein Maiser, Meiser, as we know what halacha is, if somebody, Baruch Hashem, has a lot of Meiser produce, which he doesn't want to have to bring to Yerushalayim, the halacha is he can redeem it and bring the money of the redemption. He has to redeem it by paying the value plus a chaimish, and that money can be brought to Yerushalayim. Shema mina, so we see that the list of the ratio is not exhaustive. And since the list of the ratio is not exhaustive, we could say Tana V'Shayer. If that's the case, this Mishnah is not a raya, is not an answer to our question. So we go back to the beginning. What is the halacha regarding an oral and Maisa Sheni? Says the Gemara Toshma, we learn from the following brisa. The brisa says, Neshtai by Tzitzim HaMakvim Samila, if somebody had a bris mila, and there are strands of flesh that are left over, that are necessary to have a proper mila. The halacha is hareza ena oichel. This individual is not allowed to eat v'loy b'truma, v'loy b'pesach, v'loy b'kotchim, and v'loy b'maisim. My love, isn't it speaking about maisa dogim? And here the brisa explicitly says that an oral may not eat maisa sheni. Says the Maloy, that is not what's being referred to here. Here the Torah is referring to maisa behema. The halacha is that every year, from all the new animals that are born that year, one has to take off Maisa Behema. And as the Gemara often describes, somebody brings all of these animals together, and then he opens up a small door, and one animal is released from the door one at a time, and every 10th animal is branded as Maisa Behema. You say, Harezu Maiser. The way we're able to get the animals out of the door is by having their mother on the other side of the door that gets them to move. And like that, we declare every 10th animal Harezu Maiser. And it's treated like a carbon of Kachem Kalim. So says the Gemara that this Bryce, when it speaks about an oral being osur, the halacha is even tzitzin ma'akv seila is ma'akv. So certainly oral can't. It's talking about ma'isa behema. But ask the Gemara, why? How could we say that when it says ma'isa there, it means ma'isa behema? But kachim already mentioned isn't ma'isa behema and kachim. It's all one and the same. Why would we say that ma'isa means ma'isa behema? Ask the Gemara ul'tameich. If you're going to say that the Brisa is avoiding any redundancy, so the question would be, why would the Brisa say both Pesach and Kachim? So the fact that something is being repeated is not necessarily a proof. The fact that something is being repeated is not necessarily a proof that it's not, that that's not the proper definition. Says the Gemara, Bishlam and Pesach and Kachim. Why the Brisa would say both Pesach and Kachim, Tzrichi, is understandable. Titan of Pesach, if the Brisa would have only said Pesach, Mishum Darelis be Pesach Sivi. The Aloch of Arelis was said by Pesach. And that's why the Brisa says it explicitly. That's why we would say by Pesach and Oral disqualified. Aval Kachim, Emeloi. By Kachim, certainly a person. And here we're not even talking about an oral. Here we're talking about a person who has only tzitz and hamakmas of me'ila will not be a disqualification. V'tana kachim, havmina my kachim. If the Brisa only used the word kachim, I would say that the definition of the word kachim means Pesach, but not other kachim. That's why the Brisa had to say both Pesach and kachim. But if you're going to say that ma'aser means ma'aser behema, why would the Brisa have to single out Ma'aser Behema? Ela Ma'aser Behema Lomeli. Why should it be singled out? Why should it be treated than any other kachim? Isn't that clearly an indication that Ma'aser means Ma'aser Sheni? And here we see that an oral is Osir in Ma'aser Sheni. Ela, says the Gemara, you're right. It can't mean Ma'aser Behema. What it means is Ma'aser Rishon, and it's following the opinion. We know that every year, we have to take off Ma'aser Rishon and give it to the Levi, and we have to give off Trumas Ma'aser, and that's what the Torah means when it says Ma'aser, and it's going according to the opinion of Rameya. The Ma'aser Rishon may only be consumed by Kohanim and Levim, Vasul Azarim. And that's where an oral is an issue. But we don't have any Raya regarding an oral in Ma'aser Sheni, which is the subject of our discussion. Toshma, so the Gemara attempts a different raya. Midatan Reb Chiya Barab Midifti, Oral also b'shtei ma'isres. He said in a brisa, Reb Chiya teaches us in a brisa, then oral is also in two types of ma'isres. My love, doesn't he seemingly mean to be talking about achad ma'isa dogin, v'achad ma'isa behema? So we see, isn't this a raya, that ma'isa dogin, ma'isa sheni, Reb Chiya is teaching us an oral's also. So the Gemara again, it's not necessarily proof. Hachanami, what he means to be speaking about is Ma'aser Rishon, and following the opinion of Rameya, who clearly holds that Ma'aser Rishon has in it the Kedusha, it's also Lazarim, and that's why it's also to Oral. But we don't have an answer to our question. Toshma, so Gemara brings Araya from a different Brisa. We have an individual who's an Oinin Rechman Slum, a person who one of his close relatives for whom he said Shiva passed away becomes an Oinin until the Kvura. The Brisa teaches us he's Asa B'Maiser and he's Mutta B'Truma or B'Para. He's allowed to do the Avodah of the Para Aduma. And the reason he's allowed to do that Avodah, even though he's an Oinin, because the Para is considered Kachi by the Kabayis. The lat kachim mizbeach, because the para aduma is not brought on the mizbeach like other kabbonis. And therefore, we're lenient that even though he's rachman slon on oinin, the aloch is that he's allowed to do the avoid on the para aduma. Tful yoim, who we often explain as an individual who was tamei and went to the mikveh, but did not yet have her shemesh, the night hasn't come, he's considered tful yoim, that in certain areas he's considered tamei, as we've discussed and we'll discuss in our shiur today. And in certain areas, he's not considered tamei. So the halach is, mechusu kapurim is osur b'para. He's osur to do the avodah of the para aduma. Umuta b'truma b'maisa. But he's allowed to eat truma and he's allowed to do Maisa. And Rashi explains, because since he still has to do, since, again, Tful Yoyim is also a Truma Umutab Parab Maisa, Mechusa Kippurim is also a Purim. Mechusa Kippurim is a person who was Tamei and went to the mikveh and he had Herv Shemesh. But he has the kind of Tumah, which we're going to describe, that requires bringing a carbon. And that such an individual is also a Parab. He's not allowed to do any of the procedure of the paraduma or muta b'truma ma'isa. And Rashi explains that the reason he's also to do any of the procedure of the paraduma because he's mechusa ma'isa. He still has to bring the carbon, and since he has to bring the carbon still, that's why he can't do the. That's why he can't do the avoida. Now, ask the Gemara, if what we're learning is correct. Makes the Gemara point. Vim Isa, if the halacha is that the oral is mutter and ma'isa sheni, so why didn't the Brisa say that the oral, together with the tefil yoyim, that both of them are also betruma or mutter betruma ma'isa? The fact that it wasn't stated is clearly indication that the oral is different, and he's. The fact that it didn't say that, it means that the oral is also ma'isa sheni, and he's not like the tful yoyim. And that's why we have a raya that seems that the oral is also ma'isa sheni. Says the Gemara, absolutely. We have a raya, that oral is also ma'isa sheni. But says the Gemara, that isn't a raya that everybody holds that way. Rather, this brisa that clearly indicates that an oral is usur and maisa sheni is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Who it's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva? He the marbelel oral katame. According to Rabbi Akiva, an oral and Rabbi Akiva is us are equivalent. So wherever a tame is usur, the same thing will be the halacha regarding an oral. The Tanya, where do we know this from? The Tanya Gemara we learned, Rav Kiva Ami Ish Mizara Aaron V'tzuro Azor B'kotchim L'yoichel Arashi Tahar. The Rabbi says Oral. He says the Pasuk, by adding the word Ish, is teaching us that an Oral is equivalent to a Tamei, and wherever a Tamei Aser, an Oral is the same. Ask the Gemara, Uman Tana the Polyglater Rav Kiva, who is the Tana that disagrees with Rav Kiva? Because we just said that this Braisa is only following the opinion of Rav Kiva, that an oral is like a tamei, and therefore he would not be allowed to do the avoid in the paraduma, and he would not be allowed to eat ma'isa sheni. Who is the man, the Amid, that agrees with this, and holds an oral is not like a tamei? Says the Gemara, Tana de Rabbi Yosef Bavli. It's the Tana that we learned in the Braisa of Yosef Bavli. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Sreifas, Oinen, and Mechusa Kippurim, Kshera. The Tana Kama clearly indicates that an Oinen, and the Mechusa Kippurim, the person who still has to bring the Kabbanas that we discussed, is kosher to do the Sreif for the Paraduma. Rav Yosef Bavli, Omer, Oinen Kshera, but Mechusa Kippurim Sula. So this Tanakam says that the Avoida on the Paraduma that's done by Mechusa Kippurim is fine. The Braisa that quoted the opinion of Akiva said that a Mechusa Kippurim, as we explained, since he still has to do bringing the kabbanis may not work on the paraduma. So we see that this Tana clearly disagrees with Rabbi Kiva regarding Mechusa Kippurim. Says the Gemara, just like he argues on Rabbi Kiva regarding Mechusa Kippurim, and he holds that a Mechusa Kippurim could do the avoid of the paraduma, so too he'll disagree regarding paraduma. And he'll say an oral is kosher paraduma, and just like he'll hold that he's Pasul for the para that is kosher for the para aduma, he'll also hold that he's kosher for the ma'isa sheni because he'll hold that the two halachas travel together, and therefore we will not have a proof that that is the halacha. Says the Gemara, Vaf Rav Yitzchak Sover, and also says the Gemara, but we have been learning that Rabbi Kiva, at least at this point, and that is the halacha, clearly holds that an oral is katame, and an oral may not eat from ma'isa sheni. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak agrees. that oral is osur b'maisa, that oral is osur b'maisa sheni. D'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, menai la'oral osur b'maisa. How do we know that oral may not eat from the maisa sheni? Nema mimenu b'maisa. Says the word we learn exer shava. The Torah uses the word mimenu by maisa sheni. V'nema mimenu b'pesach. And the Torah uses the word mimenu by pesach. Ma mimenu amar b'pesach. Certainly by pesach, the Torah explicitly says oral osur by. So he learns Ach mimeno amba b'maisa, the halacha will be that os oral osaboy, that the oral is osur in that. So here we had a halacha. Why is the halacha para aduma? And who may do the avoid the para aduma? Rashi seems to learn that since the para aduma, as we said earlier, is only kedushas by the kabayis, therefore we're more lenient in that avoida to allow people who do the avoid in the paraduma. Others say that it's not that because it's a weaker kedusha because it's only kedushas by the kabayis. Others say it's a special halacha individual who's a einin or a chusuk purim to do the avoid in the paraduma, but not that by the kabayis is considered a lesser avoida. Regarding what will be halacha about a kohen bal mum doing the avoid in the paraduma, Tosfos holds that he's possible to do the avoida, that but the Rambam seems to learn that he would be kosher to do the avoid in the paraduma. Says the Gemara, we just learned Gzeir Shava. We learned Gzeir Shava to connect the halacha of Pesach to the halacha a Maisa Sheni. And since by Pesach, clearly the halacha is that an oral may not eat from the Karan Pesach, so we're saying, so too is the halacha by Maisa Sheni. And we said there's a Gzeirah Shava that connects them. As we discussed the other day, there are a number of types of Gzeirah Shava. There's a Gzeirah Shava where the Torah, where the Psukim, and both words that we use for the Gzeirah Shava are completely superfluous. In such a case, when both words are extra, even if there's a question on the Gzeirah Shava stands. Then there's a Gzeirah Shava when both words are not superfluous. When both words are not superfluous, everybody agrees that if there's a question on that Gzeirah Shava, the Gzeirah Shava falls. And then there's a third type of Gzeirah Shava where one of the words are extra. And if one of the words are extra, we have a machlokes. If there's a question on that Gzeirah Shava, does the Gzeirah Shava stand or does the Gzeirah Shava fall? Says the Gemara, we just made a Gzeirah Shava between Pesach and Maaseh Sheni. Says the Gemara, this must be a Gzeirah Shava that's mufni. That's the word is extra. B'dilei mufni, because if the words are not extra, ikla mifrich, we can ask a question on this Gzeir Shava. Mal and Pesach. Pesach has the chumra that we often mention. It's a carbon. And by a carbon is subject to the halacha of pigol, noiser, and tamei, which don't apply by Maaseh Sheni. Says the Gemara, la'ai. You're correct. If nui mifni, the words are extra. We'll see what that means as we get into the Gemara. And therefore, even though it is this strong question, the Gzeir Shava will stand. Ask the Gemara, so we're saying the word memenu that the Torah says by Pesach is extra. Where is it extra? Says the Gemara, Amrav Yitzchak, Tlos memenu ksibbe Pesach. The Torah uses the word memenu three times when it speaks about the Karm Pesach. The Torah says, Atarch memenu no, uvoshtam amushlam amayim, ki imtsli eish, roish al krov al kirbon. Then the null place the Torah says, V'loisasiru memenu, again, the word mimenu. And then the pasuk says, "V'snois mimenu ad boike ba'esh tisroifu." Says the Gemara, Chad, one time that the Torah uses the word mimenu, we needed to teach us that we should maybe assume that the din of atoich mimenu no doesn't only apply to the Karban Pesach, but it also applies to matzo moru that I mentioned before. That's why the pasuk says that the halacha of atoich mimenu no only applies to the Karban Pesach, mimenu, that it only applies to that, not to anything else. V'chad, says the Gemara is needed for this Gzeirah Shava to connect Maaseh Sheni and Pesach. The Chad is needed to teach us where the Pasuk says, we know that if one violates a loisase, he gets malchus, b'mezid. But if he violated a loisase, that's nitik lase, a loisase that the Torah connected to mitzvah lase, that is not a lav for which there's malchus. Here the Torah is saying, "V'noisim imena aboyke beish tesroifu," to teach us that this is a lav hanitik lasei, and there is no malchus. I did the ksiv noisim, and therefore, but why does it have to say the word memenu to teach us this halacha? Says the Gemara, "I did the ksiv noisim ksiv nami memenu." Since the Torah speaks about noisim and uses there the word memenu, it used it here as well. Since the halacha here is that not to teach us the halacha of nitik lasei according to the Bisman Dhamma. Rather, the purpose here, he explains, is to teach us something else entirely. It's here to teach us that the Karm Pesach, we know, has to be eaten the night of the first night of Pesach, till Chatzos, or till the morning at the latest. What happens if it wasn't eaten up and it became nicer? It has to be burnt. So we would think it should be burnt on the first day of Yontif. Teaches us the Torah, it's not burnt on the first day of Yontif. Rather, we have to wait. We don't burn it on Yontif, we burn it on Chol HaMoed. And again, using the concept, using the explanation that we just learned, so the Gemara says, since we're speaking about Memenu in the previous subject, and here we're continuing speaking about Noiser, so the Torah uses the word Memenu again. Continues the Gemara. So we identified and explained the three times the Torah uses the word Memenu by Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara now, plus Memenu ksiv b'maisa. The Torah uses the word Memenu three times in Maisa. Chad legufei. One to teach us the halacha that we've often mentioned, that by vidui maiser, first let's say the three Memenus, the Torah says, lo yichalti mi'oini mi'menu. The Torah says, and the Torah says, one is to teach us the basic halacha that an oinen is osir in maaser sheni, but he's mutter in maaser rishon. V'chad l'Rabbi Avuah Amar Rabbi Yochanan, to teach us what Rabbi Avuah Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught us, that you're not allowed to burn maaser sheni that became tamei. You may not use it for fuel, but maaser sheni of truma that became tamei may be used for fuel. V'chad l'Reish Lakish. Damar Reish Lakish Amar Rav Samya. Menai maaser sheni shenitma shemutal l'soichai. How do we know if the maaser sheni became tamei, even though normally halach is sicha kishtiya, and certainly the halach is that one is not allowed to shmir himself, drink maaser sheni that became tamei. We would think that one may not shmir himself, anoint himself when Maaseh Sheni became Tamei, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'loi Nisati Menu L'meis, to teach us, L'meis the Loi Nisati. I'm not allowed to use the Maaseh Sheni for a person who's no longer alive. Halachai Dumi the Meis, but for a person that a Meis and a Chai can have the same use, that I may use it for. What is the type of activity? Because human, living people smear themselves with oil, and people who are not alive also smear themselves with oil. And the Gemara is teaching us that that's what the Pasuk is teaching us, that you're not allowed to smear the oil of Truma on a mace, but on a live person you are, and it's not considered like you're drinking Maaseh Sheni, that's Tamei. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Mazutra, ask Azurta, maybe what the Pasuk that teaches us Lenasati Menalames is not here to teach us the halacha that we just learned, that you're allowed to shmir yourself with Maaseh Sheni that Tamei, but maybe what the Pasuk was teaching us, Lenasati Menalames, to teach us that not only may we not use the Maaseh Sheni on the body of a mace, but it's coming to teach us Likachloi Aron Tachrichim, that we can't use Ma'aseh Sheni funds to buy the coffin and the Tachrichim for Mace. And therefore, the Pasuk has nothing to do with Sicha. Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yishur, Memenu, the Pasuk uses the word Memenu. Memenu means Megufay, from the Ma'aseh Sheni itself. So the oil of Ma'aseh Sheni to be used is something that we could understand about Sicha, teaching us where Sicha is Mutta, where Sicha is Aser. Buying Aron Tachrichim is not Mimenu, is not the Ma'aseh Sheni itself. It's, as we said, only the proceeds of the Ma'aseh Sheni. Rashi Amar, Ravashi says that he, Lo Nesati, Domin Delo Yechalti, Ma'ala Halon. This Ravashi is giving an explanation why we're saying that Lo Nesati is coming to teach us that we're allowed to smear oil of Ma'aseh Sheni on a living person and not on a dead person. Because the Pasuk also said, the Pasuk that we've been quoting, says, Lo Yechalti Ba'oini Mimeni. When we speak about Lo Yechalti, we're certainly speaking about Megufay, the actual Ma'aseh Sheni. Afkan, when we're speaking about Lo Nesati, it's talking about using the actual Ma'aseh Sheni and not the proceeds of the Ma'aseh Sheni. Vakati, so says the Gemara, what we've done is, we've brought down, the Gemara has brought down the three times the Torah says Mimenu by Pesach. The Torah brought down the three times it says Mimenu by Meiser. And the Gemara has said that indeed, one time, one of the Mimenus by Pesach is extra, but none of the Mimenus by Meiser Sheni in extra. So that falls into the category of Gzeri Shava, of Mufta Mitzad Echadhu, where only one of the Pesukim are extra and not both. Says the Gemara, Halichim and Amar Lamedim Veimishivin. That if we learn this Gzeri Shava, we could when one pasuk is extra, it's a strong Gzeri Shava, and we, even if there's a question, it stands great. El Lamand Amar Lamedim Mishivin. That we can learn such a Gzeri Shava, but if there's a question, we can't learn it. And as we've been learning, Pesach and Meiser are not similar. Because Pesach, as the Gemara said a few lines ago, has in it Pigel, Neiser, and Tameh, which Meiser doesn't. Says the Gemara, there's a word of Mimenu that the Torah says by Meiser, which is also extra. When the Torah says, V'lei ba'art Mimenu b'Tameh, the word Mimenu is extra. The Dinder Bavo said that we learn from it that Ma'aseh Sheni that became Tamei, we may not use for burning, we may not use for fuel. Truma that becomes Tamei, we may use for fuel. That, I don't learn from that Mimenu. Rather, where do we learn that halacha from? Says the Gemara, we learn that halacha from what Rav Nachman Amar Bavo Nafka, how he taught it us, how he taught us that halacha. Dabar Rav Nachman Amar Bavo, my diksiv, the pasuk says by truma, v'ani nesati l'chas mishmeres trumasi. Trumasi is a lashon rabbim to teach us b'shtei truma sakas v'daber. The two types of truma that is being referred to here: achas truma tahira v'achas truma tameya. Both truma tahira and truma tameya. V'amrachmana, and the Torah says l'cha, I'm giving it to you. That is a question. How could the Torah say, I'm giving it to you? We've been learning and we will be continuing to learn that truma that's tamei we can't eat. To teach us, shalcha tehei, you do have use for it. What's the use you have from it? Lasaka tachas tafshilcha, to use it for fuel under your pot. We learned in the Mishnah, kala tameim layoich lebetruma. Anybody tamei may not eat truma. Ask the Gemara anonymously, from where do we know that this halacha, the Tamei may not eat truma? Now the Mimenu is extra. Once the Mimenu is extra, we have a Gzeres Shava. And therefore, just like an Oral may not eat from the Karan Pesach, that's a Rai that an Oral may not eat from Ma'aseh Sheni. Menon Emili, how do we know that somebody whose Tamei may not eat from truma? Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochim Mishim Rabbi Shmuel. Am Mekra, the Pasuk says, Ish Mizera Ka Aaron Vutsrua Azov. So we say that a person whose tamei may not eat from kachim. But what is meant asked the Gemara, when it says here kotshim, what is the food that the Torah is speaking about? So it says Eizu Davar Sheshabu Zara Shel Arim, which is the food that applies to all children of Aaron, male and female. Says the Gemara, Havayim is a truma, that the truma is a food that both males and females may eat. And the Torah is saying that when you're tamei, you may not eat it. But ask many Rishonim that the halach is that females also eat the portion of the shlomim that go to the kohanim. So they say that they can't be speaking about the shlomim, because shlomim is not only eaten to Bnei Haran. Shlomim are also eaten to Yisraelim, get a portion of the shlomim. And therefore, we can't say that the pasuk is talking about shlomim. Veima asked the Gemara, we're talking about chazav v'shaik, that the chazav v'shaik, which is the portion of the carbon shlomim that's given to kohanim, that's eaten by both males and females. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Eina b'chazeres. The halacha is that a bas kohen that married a Yisrael, and a halacha that we've learned so many times in this Masechta, and her husband dies or divorces her, if there were no children from that marriage, she's allowed to go back with Shaval Beisavia. The Torah says she's allowed to go back to her father's home and eat truma. But even though she's allowed to go back to her father's home and eat truma, she's not allowed to go back and eat from the chazav v'shoik that are given to the Karmel Shlomim. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that it's talking about that. Of course, Tosfos says that we just said that the difference between the chazav v'shoik and the truma is that she eats the truma, but she doesn't eat the chazav v'shoik. But the truth is, she doesn't always eat the truma either, because if she had children from her Yisrael husband, she doesn't eat. So answers Tosfos, a simple teretz. Chazav v'shoik, under no circumstances does she ever get a chance to eat again. Whereas truma, it depends on the circumstances. In certain cases, she does, and in certain cases, she doesn't. And since the truma is much more likely that she should be allowed to eat versus the chazav v'shoik, that's why we're saying it's talking about the truma. Truma nami, says the Gemara, ain't a b'chalala. The halacha is that if a woman, and this is the way it was shown him explain this Gemara, it's not just a woman who was born from a kohen who married a woman whom he was not supposed to marry, that their child is a halala. But a halala is also a woman who had a relationship that she wasn't supposed to have with a kohen, that she becomes permanently pasul. Truma nami ena b'chalala, says the Gemara. So why are you telling me that it applies to all bas kohen? Says the Gemara, an individual who's a chalala lav zara de kohen hu. He loses the category of zara Aaron. Says Rav Chaim Briska, that what does the Torah mean when it says a chalala? One is that a chalala is no longer a kohen, and number two, that not only is the chalal never not a kohen, but he loses the kedusha, and he goes down a notch, and he's not allowed to marry a kohen. So we're saying now that a chalala is not considered zera shel Aaron. Regarding Maaser Rishon, the halacha is that a chalal, especially going back to the Gemara we learned earlier, Ramea's opinion, the Ramea says that a Maaser Rishon is reserved for Kohanim Levim. A chalal chalala would not be allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. Moreover, the Paiskim say that a chalal would not be allowed to get not the aliyah of a kohen or a levi. The chalal, when he's called up to the Torah, gets the aliyah of Yisrael. Another halacha, we know a kohen or even a bas kohen that has a bechor has to make a pinyan aben. But a chalal, the Gemara is teaching, is ena mizara shel Aaron. And since he's not mizara shel Aaron, the halacha is that they have to make opinion a ben on De Bechar. Says the Gemara, so we said that the Braisa at the beginning of the Shia taught us that a Tful Yoim is not allowed to eat Truma, but if he had Harif Shemesh, but he's a Mechus Kippurim, he is allowed to eat Truma. Says the Gemara, Umamai, the high, the Pasig that teaches us, that we're saying now, that said, Bekotchim Layoich Lad Shiator. And we're saying that the Pasig is referring to Truma. And the Pasig is teaching us that you're not allowed to eat Truma ad Harif Shemesh until there was Harif Shemesh. Ask the Gemara, Ema, maybe what the Pasig is teaching us is ad the Maisik Kaparo, that not only is Harif Shemesh necessary, but if this is the type of Tuma that requires a carbon, you can't eat Truma until the carbon was brought. Says the Gemara, Lysalkadatach. It's not correct to think that way. The Tanya Brei Shmuel, the Torah says, we learn in the Braisa of Shmuel, that not all people are mechuyev a carbon. A zav b'ashtei reis, a zav that only had two reis, is not mechuyev in a carbon. A mitzayim musgar is a person that the koyin did not definitively identify as a mitzayra. That they don't neither of them have to bring a carbon, and it says that the pasuk is speaking about such individuals, and the pasuk is saying dum tamei nefesh, because the pasuk is speaking about a tamei, and a person whose tamei doesn't bring a carbon, ma tamei nefesh the la ba kaparo, a person whose tamei has to go through the procedure of the parah aduma, but he doesn't have to bring a carbon, haninami so too the la b'nei kaparohu, but maybe. To ask the Gemara, Ema, Hanimili, the Labak Kapara. Where is the halacha that as soon as there's Harif Shemesh, he's allowed to eat Truma when he's an individual who doesn't have to bring the carbon? But maybe Aval, the Bakapara, if he's the kind of Tamei person that has to bring carbon, the halacha maybe is that Adam Isaac Kapara. Until he actually brings the carbon, he won't be allowed to eat the Truma. Furthermore, Hadatanan, we learned that there are different categories of people who are Tamei, at what point they're allowed to do what. And the halach is, Taval, if somebody was Tamei and he went to the mikveh, as soon as he went to the mikveh, Taval v'Allah, Oich v'Mais, he's allowed to eat Mais Sheini. Harv Shimshoi, when he has Harv Shemesh, he's allowed to eat Truma. Hevi Kapara, once he brings the Kapara, Oich v'Kotshim, only then can he eat Kotshim. Where do we know these halacha, minolon, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chazda, Tlasa Kro Ksivi. The three psukim. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Nefesh Shetiga Bava Tamar Arav, V'lo Yoichem and Akachim, Ki Im Rochatz Besorah B'mayim. Harachatz, who we see from this pasuk, as soon as he goes to the mikvah, Tohor, he's allowed to eat whatever the pasuk is referring to. Then the pasuk says, Ubo HaShemesh V'tar V'achel Yoichem Akachim. That the pasuk saying that you have to have Harif Shemesh, and then, not only then, you could eat, but you don't have to wait for the kabbonis. And then there's a pasuk that says, by a Yoledes, a woman who had a baby, the Torah says that after she passes all the days, the pasuk says, V'kipar alea koyin v'tahara. Only after the kabbonis are brought can she eat. Says the Maha Ketzad. How do we explain these three psukim? Can the first pasuk that says, as soon as you go to the mikveh, you could eat, is speaking about Maisa Sheini. Kan, the second pasuk that says, as soon as there's Harif Shemesh, is talking about Truma. Kan, the third pasuk that says, you have to bring the Kabbonis, is talking about Kotshim. Ask the Gemara, Veipachano, maybe we should say differently, and we should say that the pasuk that requires Harif Shemesh is talking about Maisa Sheini, and the pasuk that says that even as soon as you go to the mikveh, is talking about Truma. So the Rishonim point out the question of our Gemara Epechana is only to reverse the halachis between Maisa Sheini and Truma. Kotshim, there was never a question. It was always understood that one should not be allowed to eat Kotshim until he brought the Kabbonis. Says the Gemara, Mistabra, it makes more sense, says the Gemara, to treat Truma Adifa, to treat Truma more severely. Shekain, Truma has all of these chumras of machbaz. Machbaz stands for Misa B'dei Shemayim. If somebody eats Truma when he's Tamei, he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. There's a Chiyav of a Chaymish. If a Zor ate Truma, not only must he pay back the Koyin, the principal, he has to pay back the Chaymish. Pay stands for pigeon. There is no pigeon by Truma. And Zion stands for Zorim, that it's us to Zorim. But ask the Gemara, yes, Truma has all of these chumras, but Maisa Adifa, Maisa has the chumras, Shekain Hadas Tab. Hadas Tab means Hay stands for Avos Mokum. Maisa Sheni may only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Dalid stands for Vidui. As we've been learning, you have to say Vidui Maisa. Osir, Samach stands for Osir La'oinen. Osir Var, Tes stands for Tumah. And Bay stands, if somebody eats Meiser when he is Tomei, he gets Malkus. And Bay's Meiser is Chaye Bebir in the fourth year and the seventh year, as we spoke in the previous year. Says the Gemara, yes, Meiser has all of these Chumras. Afilachi, the Chumra that somebody eats Truma when he's Tomei is Chaye Misav De Shmayim, which that halacha doesn't apply by Maisa Sheni, makes Truma more severe. And since that's what makes Truma more severe, that's why we're going to say that by Truma, you're not allowed to eat it until Harav Shemesh, whereas Maisa could be eaten as soon as you went to the mikveh. Rav Amar, Rav says we don't have to rely on this explanation. But Loi Misa Adifa, without saying what we just said, Nami Loi Matzis Amrit. We can't say that the Torah is being stricter by Maisa than it is by Truma. Amakra, the Pasuk says, Nefsh Tigaba V'loyachal Mekachim Ki'im Rocht B'sar B'mayim. So the Torah is saying that there's a certain food that can be eaten as soon as you go to the mukveh. Ezo davish shavuchal nefesh, which is the food that is equally treated by all types of Jews, have oim as a meiser, because truma, of course, we know could only be eaten by kohanim. Meiser is the only food that can be eaten by everybody as long as it's eaten in Yerushalayim. The Kati asked the Gemara, but the other question that we asked, so this question that we should treat truma more strictly than meiser, that we should treat Meiser more strictly and Truma has been successfully answered. But we asked another question. Vakati, we said that Truma could be eaten even if you didn't bring the Kabbonis. And the Gemara asked the question, maybe that's only by an individual. Hani mila heich de la bakapara. His individual doesn't have to bring a carbon. But maybe, avel heich de bakapara, an individual has to bring a carbon that halacha ought to be that he can't eat the truma ad the maisi kapara until he actually brings the carbon. Answers the Gemara. Amar Abaya, treik si krok sivi miledes. Every yoledes is a person who has to bring a carbon by a boy and a girl different days, but by a girl after 80 days, by a boy after 60 days, but they have to bring kabonis. Ksiv, the Tasuk says, when a woman has a girl, for the first 7 days after a woman, this is all Midaraisa, has a baby, the first 7 days, whether she has sees dam or doesn't see dam, she's tamei. For the next 33 days, even if she sees dam, the dam is dam tor. The Torah says, by a boy, but the Torah says, because kodesh, Loi Siga, Velo Migdash Loi Tava, and Meloi Shmei Tara. 33 plus 7 equals 40. Moli Yumea, Kivin Shemoli Yumea, but the Torah says once Moli Yumea, once those 40 days pass, Tahara. But the Torah says, another Pasuk, the Torah speaks about this woman, and a Kabonis, says, Vim Loi Simtsi Yoda De Se, Velochish De Sairim or Shnei B'nei Yoina, Echel Oil of Echel Chatas, the Chipa Allah Koyim V'Tahara. So we see that the Tahara only comes after she brings the Kabonis. So when is she Tor? At the end of the 40 days or only after she brought the carbon? How do we reconcile these two Psukim? Ha Ketzad, Kan L'Truma. For Truma, as soon as the 40 days pass, she's Tor. L'Kotshim, she has to actually bring the Kabonis. Ask the Gemara, Vepechana. But maybe we should say just the opposite, and maybe say for truma she has to bring the carbon, for kachim she doesn't. Answer the Gemara: Mistabra kodesh chomer. Makes more sense to treat kodesh more severely. Shekain panachas. Kodesh has all of these chomers. There's pigel, noiser, that only apply by kachim. Kuf pays pigel, known as noiser. Kuf is that it's a carbon that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Truma is not only eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. Ayin stands for Me'ila, that only applies by Kachim. The Chof is Karis, that somebody who eats Kachim when he's Tamei is Chayiv Karis. And the Samach stands for Osul Oinen. Ask the Gemara, Adarabba, Truma Chamura. An argument can be made that Truma is more severe. Shekei Machbaz. It has a chi of a misa b'dei shemayim. If somebody eats truma when his tummy is chai misa b'dei shemayim, ches is the chaymish, that a Yisrael, a zar who eats truma has to pay an extra chaymish. Pay is truma never has pidyon, it can never be redeemed. And zayin is also lazarim. Answers the Gemara, hanech nefishim. There are more chumris by kachim than there are by truma. Rav Amar, Rava says, "Beloy hanach nefishim nami lematzat amrit." Without relying on this explanation, we can't say that we should treat truma stricter than we treat kachim, and that by kachim all you need is hair of shemesh, and by truma you'll need to bring the carbon. Amakra, because the pasuk says, "V'chip alah kain v'tahira mechlal shi tameya." The Torah is saying that she's only tar after she brings the carbon, not before. If we're going to say, when the pasuk says, Ad Meloisi Mei Tahara, it's talking about Kachim, and that as soon as the days are over, as soon as she has Harav Shemesh, she can eat Kachim, if we can, but the problem would be, the pasuk says that a person who didn't bring the carbon is Tamei. A person who's Tamei, how could she eat Kachim? Ella, says the Gemara, must be Shema Mina. The pasuk is talking about an individual who didn't bring the kabbonis, and he could eat truma, because truma doesn't have that chumrah that a person who didn't bring a carbon should not be allowed to eat from kachim yet. The Torah says that kachim may not be eaten until you bring the carbon. There's no such a pasuk by truma. And that's why we're saying for truma, all you need is hair of shemesh to be allowed to eat truma. For kachim, a mechusuk purim, until they actually bring the carbon that they're obligated to bring, they may not eat kachim.